We're joined now by two contributing writers to Slate.com's Double X Factor, Slate Women's blog about politics, etc. Dahlia Lithwick, hello again.
Hi there, Alex.
And Rachel Larimore, hello, welcome to Day to Day.
Hi, thank you for having me on, Alex.
Dahlia, writing at Double X, you compare the Sarah Palin story to a marathon of Lifetime television, and you say, every woman I know is consumed by Sarah Palin's larger-than-life life. What does this compare to?
Well, I really do think it compares to Lifetime television. If you'd done nothing but watch Lifetime television, and I didn't, I confess, this weekend, you might well have seen first movie, I'm the Governor of Alaska with five children who fired my cook so I could cook at home, but I still shoot moose from helicopters. And then the next day you might have seen, I'm the Governor of Alaska who's under investigation for firing the boss of my former brother-in-law because they are having marital discord with my sister. And then the next day you might have seen, I'm the mother of an unwed 17-year-old girl, but I'm happy, but I'm upset, but it's private. So these are all the sorts of things that you see every day on women's movies. You just don't see all that often in the vice presidential race.
Rachel, if nothing else, this news has focused the discussion on Sarah Palin's personal life and not her political career. Even though the campaigns have said the families are not in this, aren't they in it in some way?
I think they are, and I think that some examination into a candidate's personal life is relevant. It gives us some insight into their character, and I think in this day and age, it's also inevitable. I mean, we've seen it with Bill Clinton. We've seen it more recently with John Edwards. I think it reveals a little bit about the candidate, but what I'm also learning with the Sarah Palin story is that delving into a politician's personal life, what it reveals about that candidate's critics and supporters. Frankly, I've been a little surprised to see all the clamor from some of the critics of Palin on the left that have said that she should stay home with her Down syndrome baby instead of being the governor or being out campaigning. Or I've even seen snarky comments that, yeah, teenage daughters get pregnant when mom's too busy to pay attention. And those all seem kind of frankly reactionary to me. So I think it works both ways. We can learn about the candidate and we can also learn about ourselves and about our friends and neighbors who have different reactions to a candidate's personal life.
Dahlia, here's something else from your post at Double X. This is the Pandora's box that John McCain opened when he picked Palin as his running mate, a woman whose family life is vastly more interesting than her very brief political career. It does have this kind of soap opera quality, but she indeed has been a governor. She's been a mayor. She has a public life.
Well, I think she has a very, very brief public life. And I think these suggestions that, oh, but she's been the one who single-handedly, you know, held off the Russian invading army on the Alaska border really shows how preposterous her boosters' claims are that, oh, no, this is a person with years and years of political experience. She's a very, very impressive candidate. And I think in 10 years, she would really have the kind of experience that we would talk about. I think part of the reason that women are absolutely going berserk scrutinizing her decision to not stay at home with the Down syndrome baby, scrutinizing her support of her 17-year-old daughter Bristol's pregnancy, is not that we're horrible people who want to chew other women alive. I think that women are interested in it because her record is very thin. And she put it into evidence, Alex. She's the one who got up and said, I'm a hockey mom. I'm the mother of five kids. She wanted to make her personal intimate family decisions the issue. So I think it's a little bit unfair.
Rachel, you are excited about Sarah Palin. Your mother's excited. Other people you know are excited about this candidacy. What is it that you like about her as a candidate? What is it that she's got?
Well, I think that, you know, we want someone who can relate to the needs of the everyday American. We want someone who can bring the perspective of an everyday American. And, well, now we have one. She's genuine, honest goodness, everyday American. She's got warts. She's, you know, got problems that we can all relate to. And aside from that, I think from the, you know, from the policy aspects of it, she does appeal to fiscal conservatives. I realize that her record on some of that might have been exaggerated for the introduction, but I do think that you can't belittle what she did in Alaska by taking on the old boys networks, by taking on politicians like Murkowski, who she unseated in the primary, and what she's done since she's been in office. So that aspect of it all excites me.
Dahlia Lithwick, Rachel Larimore, contributing writers to the Double X Factor at Slate.com. Thank you both.
Thank you,
Alex.